Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome again to the Zone. That's spelled Z-O-A-N. I am your host, Minister Tom Miracle. I will be talking about this broadcast, about the dream that I was sharing with you in the other broadcast. This one will be about the part with who were the creatures in the dream. As you know, last broadcast, I shared with you about the what the glass meant, the glass room, and I shared with you that the glass room is man-made, and just like man-made religion, it's breakable. It may look good. It may be the place to be, but when the storms come, man-made religion will fall apart. And those who are in it are going to be in serious trouble. I shared with you a little bit last broadcast about things in the church that shouldn't be. Then I'm going to share a little bit this time about who were the creatures in the dream. I thought there was a very interesting part of the dream that you would have some kind of creature, sucking the lifeblood out of us. It made no sense to me. The attorneys in one part of the dream, and you got a glass about him, now you got these creatures. Where this ends up, and always, I question you as well. What do you think? I really feel that this is of the Lord, and I truly believe that this is a part of the dream. In the dream, as I ran from the room, there were creatures that were sucking the life blood out of a person. And when I was spotted by the creature, was chasing after me. My question is why? I believe this is about Satan and the demons and devils that are trying to suck the spiritual life out of the church, the body of Christ. We see this in the world and in the churches also. We see how the devil is using religion and people in the pulpit to enjoy themselves. And even some preachers are taking the other thing and not being received. There's an emotional field of messages, but there's never a spiritual thing to accept in the body of Christ. In the form of guidance, and now the power of God looks to promote self instead of getting there for our Lord to do with Jesus Christ. In the world, we see the traps the enemy set in Jesus' life. I love the eyes to be the Christ and that, and use that too. Love the flesh. Flesh always sees itself in whatever it needs and the fighting of the patients. See your house, nicer car, more money, and better jobs, so you can be a very sweet, sweet self. Another time, all we're doing is getting checked on our own devices and become spiritually weak and weak and spending less time with God and being more embodied to self. When you ought to read this, the American dream is alive. There's no scripture that says that's being created to one from dream. And I'm trying to learn better, so I know the friends that have me, so friends will not be faster. We will hope in the future. So don't believe the world, just let people tell you, read God's holy word. Don't let the devil cheat you out of that. Keep the Lord beautifully and daily and fast and pray. The stronghold and the power is my stronghold and my God. Find out for yourself and God's word. Make that good sense. Search the scriptures and then you can get eternal life. Realize the devil's using religion and religion to you, and you can find Christ. You know the devil is persecuting and begging brothers and sisters in Christ and let us go. And then we need to pray for the strength of the Lord that we will stay strong in the world and not become weak. Time the body of Christ rise up and not be entangled with the world, and that goal only to be in the principle and the race and to come in the complete voice. And my voice really and God is called to be on such a problem. I'm only gonna put you know at this time. I'm going to let me think about it. And the next podcast we'll go over this. So like I said, thank you and good night.